ABC News.
Rob Zahabi has unveiled his customised 1970 Dodge Challenger at the festival and is competing for the title of Summonette's Grand Champion. And Rob Zahabi joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I've seen a photo of your car. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, thank you very much. We've spent the last 3 years building our creation, and we're pretty happy to have it at the Summonette as an unveiled car.
Yeah, for the benefit of those people listening who haven't seen it, just describe it for us.
So it's a 1970 Dodge Challenger, and it's a very similar shape to a Hemi Cooter. It's got a big block Dodge motor in it, 572 Hemi, and it's got a supercharger that sort of bolts onto the bottom of the motor. It's been custom built, hand fabricated. We've got 20 by 16 inch wide tyres on the back, and yeah, it's a pretty amazing sort of setup for a car. We're pretty proud of it.
And what attracted you to it, the year of manufacture, or was just the general design?
The body lines on it is what sort of made me pick this one for a build. That was the most sort of thing that drew me to want to build this 70 Challenger, yeah.
Now, when you exhibit your cars, what sort of reactions do you get?
Oh, look, the public, we love the public's opinion and reaction to these things. I mean, standing back and watching the public to see what they think of something you've created is what it's all about for us. And yeah, everyone that's seen it so far has been super excited, and I'm very happy to sort of have it here and have everyone liking it.
And do you have an appreciation, as do the people who go to Summonette's, of the car manufacturer of different decades? I mean, you've plumped a preference for the 1970 Dodge Challenger, but a lot of people like vintage cars, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's got their own tastes. My personal tastes are usually I sort of pick cars around the 67 to 70 mark, but I certainly respect all types of cars. And we have, at the Summonette's, there's cars with year models from the 1950s to current. So that's what makes the Summonette's such a cool event too, because you've got such a broad array of cars here, and it's not just sort of a muscle car. You've got late model, old, it's really cool.
Now, surprised to know or learn that you take your cars to America to compete. How does the car building style in Australia differ from that in America? It's a bit like taking coals to Newcastle, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So you have, I don't know the exact number, but let's say around 2,500 entrants at the Summonette's, and on average in America, at some of their events, you have like 6,000 to 7,000 entrants. So it's a very, very big thing over there. Their population's obviously a hell of a lot bigger than ours, and everything they do is a lot bigger as well. So their car shows are just massive. So it is a big thing, and a very hard logistic-wise to take a car all the way from Australia to America and tour. But at the same time, it was so exciting, and we are going to do it again with this one.
Rob, I also understand that you've got a junior rev head warming up. Your son's also exhibiting at Summonette's.
Yeah, my 18-year-old son is an unveiled car at Summonette's as well. It's a pretty proud moment for a dad to have one of his sons. I've got my two boys at work with me in our family business building these cars, and he's been working on it since he was 15 years old, and he's unveiling it tonight as well, which is going to be a pretty exciting moment for him and a proud moment for me.
What about car? What's his preference? Is he modern cars or old cars like yourself? And what are the good modern cars?
So he's got a 1970 Chevy Nova. That's what he's picked as his car. Late model cars, I've actually got a 2013 Dodge Challenger, which is kind of my weekend car, which is, air conditioned, all the mod cons, so you can enjoy yourself driving around on the weekend. So I have an appreciation for old and new.
Yeah, okay. And you're going for the prize of Grand Champion, quietly confident?
Oh, look, I don't come into it with that attitude. I'm just going to give it a crack with the rest of the boys, and whoever wins, that's at the end of the day, they deserve it.
All right. Good chatting to you, Rob. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's Rob Zahabi, who's unveiled his customised 1970 Dodge Challenger at the Summonette's Festival, which is getting underway in Canberra today. It's becoming quite a part of the landscape in the national capital every year.
ABC News.